Welcome to
Hi.
Blog Books and Booze. Hi, this is your host Jamie Bennett, and my special guest today is Corey. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Corey Ajmi.
And you have written this fabulous book called The Marriage Box. I loved it. I love this book. I love the characters. I love your writing. I'm so excited to talk about this book.
Thank you, Jamie. That's nice to hear. That's great.
Do you want to first just give us like a quick overview of what the book is about?
Sure. So The Marriage Box is a story of Casey Cohen, who grows up in New Orleans in a Reformed Jewish community. And when she becomes 16, she gets into a little bit of trouble, and her parents decide they want to bring her back to Brooklyn in the Orthodox Syrian Jewish community where they both were raised. And they want her to get married by the time she's 18. So the book is a little bit about culture clash and all the differences that happen in Casey's life, like moving from the South to the North and from a Reformed community into an Orthodox community, and not understanding the different backgrounds between an Ashkenaz Jewish community and a Sephardic Syrian Jewish community. And there are differences, there are similarities and differences.
Yeah, that really comes through in the book, which is part of why I loved it so much. I'm like, I felt like I learned so much. Yes. I was like, wow. So tell us, what inspired your book?
Well, the premise is based on my real life. So even though the details in the book are made up, like I have that the family moved because Casey does something, you know, shameful for the family, in my real life, that's not the case. I was a goody goody. I was a pretty good kid. And we just moved because my parents had always said one day they'd go back. So it's fiction, but based on that premise of wanting, of my parents wanting us to move back to Brooklyn and be a part of that community.
Well, it's a really great story that you tell. And I'm raving about it. I love the book. So since this premise is based off of your life, how much research did you need to do for the book?
You know, not all that much. A little bit, like there's lots of music in the book. So even that was just memories, you know, a lot. But, you know, I have to look things up for like timeline wise to make sure things made sense. Or maybe when I was fictionalizing, I had to make sure that things were actually invented at that time or songs had actually been written at that time. And so there was a little bit, but mostly it was memories and just my imagination.
Most of the book takes place in the early 1980s. So the throwback to those music I found very entertaining and I enjoyed. I was like, oh yeah, I know the song. I'm singing it.
That's great. I have a playlist in the Marriage Box if you want me to send it to you or anybody. Oh,
I would love that. That would be great. What part of the book did you have the hardest time writing?
The book actually took me 20 years, which sounds so impossible right now to think that I stuck with it, but I did. And I think that it was because what was super hard for me was the fact that it was based on my real life. It took just some time to get some distance from the real events in my life. And the characters were based on myself and my family members. So I was protecting my characters for a really long time. And it wasn't until, I don't know, 10 years into the project that I was like, I need to make Casey do something that I could never do. So she would be really different than me. And then once I did that, I could make everybody else behave badly as well.
That's an important part of a story, is to have tension, to have, you know, characters do dumb things. And you're like, stop that. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Why are you doing this? So how would you describe your book's ideal reader?
It's interesting. I've been getting a bit of a span. I'd say the I think the readers mostly are women and probably from ages 25 to 65. But there have been younger women and older women who've read the book, and there have been a bunch of men. Actually, you know, the last few days, a lot of men have reached out and told me they enjoyed the book. So I wouldn't say that's mostly who's reading, but it's going, it has some, I don't know, breath, I guess.
I would think that anyone who would want to learn more about these two particular Jewish niches in our country would love this book, because I feel like it's like chock full of so many details about things that I had no idea about. Oh, and the food. Oh, I love the food. All the food references.
Yeah, so I had to research spellings on that.
I can imagine, because I'm like, I don't know how to say this, but it sounds delicious.
Yeah, the food is good.
I'm Googling all of them, like, what is this? What are they eating? What's going on here? So if you were to write a spinoff, if you were to write a spinoff about a side character, which would you pick?
Tracy's the first one who comes to mind, because she's just a fun character who I'd love to spend time with. She says
wild and crazy.
Yeah. And she says and does all the things you kind of wish you could do, but you know, Casey can't. So you get to do it through Tracy. But it might be fun also to write about Grandma Rose and her story, because she's a really colorful character, and that would require some research to go back two generations from even the '80s and write about her background and the culture and traditions around her life leading up to the marriage box. That would kind of be fun too.
That would be fun. That would be a really great book, I think. So when you were writing an emotional or difficult scene, how did you set the mood?
I think definitely there were candles lit sometimes. music also. For sure, I'd pull up music from the time period, and depending on what I was trying to evoke, you know, I'd select music that would work. I'd say those are the two things mostly.
Do you have like a preferred area that you write in?
You know, in the beginning, in the early years, I used to write everywhere, every coffee shop, cafe, restaurant, planes, hotels, I mean, you name it, and at home, also at home, like just everywhere. And then after COVID, I kind of got in a routine of working at home. And I'm pretty much home now. And my kids have grown too. That was just another reason why it took me so long to write The Marriage Box. I had little kids. And it made it more difficult. And that's why I would just take my hour or whenever I could to get out and go to a cafe and work. But now that the kids are grown, and COVID is over, but I got into that routine, I'm pretty much home.
And you have an office that you just dedicate to work in?
A spare bedroom.
So a spare bedroom? Oh, nice.
Kids moved out. I got spare rooms.
Oh, great. So you go in, light some candles, play some music. That's really great.
Yeah, pretty much.
So has writing and publishing a book changed the way you see yourself?
No, on any given moment, it might, on any given moment, I might have like a certain feeling that feels just great, like that I finally accomplished this dream that I had for so long. But mostly I realized that I always look at what's next. So even when I had published my first short story, I was like, can I get two done? And then could I get three? And then could I write a book? And then, you know, it just kept changing, and it's still like that now. I keep just changing the goal, and And so that's been kind of fun. And so with that too, like everything fluctuates, you know, on one day I'm flying high because the book is out and somebody sends me the nicest text about how they loved it. And that feels great. And then, you know, there's still rejection. You put yourself out there, you submit a different piece of writing and it doesn't get accepted. And, you know, you can crash a little bit. So I've had to learn to manage that and so that it doesn't affect how I feel about myself. But that's been tough for me.
So you see yourself as a writer. I'm just a writer, whether it's published or not.
Yes, I do. Yes, mostly now. Yes. Yes. You know, the doubt comes in sometimes. I think that's normal. And, but yeah, publishing a book has changed the doubt. It's less now for sure.
If you could be mentored by a famous author, who would it be?
So, the first person who comes to mind is Dorothy Parker.
Oh,
just because I, you know, read a couple of things by her, not recently though, and I just know that she's really funny and sharp-witted, and she writes about Jewish themes, and she writes about women's issues, which I tend to write about too, and mm-hmm. in Marriage Box for sure, but in my short story collection, Life and Other Shortcomings, it's really about the lives of women and patriarchy. And I think she does a really good job of discussing those issues in a funny kind of, you know, way and in a great story.
In a way that's entertaining and still teaching people and showing people. Yeah,
definitely.
Is there anything else about the book that you wanted to let listeners know about before we wrap up?
Well, just that I do think it's a really fun read, and I am thrilled that it's out in the world now. And I'm so grateful for conversations like this and meeting people and talking to people like you who care about good books and who want to support authors, and talking about the book has been an unexpected joy. In part of publishing I didn't know about in advance. So thank you.
Thank you. It's a really great book. It's a very easy read. The chapters are tiny, so it feels like you're just flying through it. Tell us how we can find your book, The Marriage Box.
Well, The Marriage Box is on Amazon. And also if you go to my website at coreyajmi.com, there are purchasing choices. There is IndieBound and Barnes & Noble and others, Bookshop and whatever. There are a few choices. And yeah, that's mostly where you can find it.
And it is available as an ebook as well.
Yes.
Ebook and paperback, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great. And my mom only reads ebooks, so I just want to like make sure people are aware. It's also an ebook. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you so much for talking about this beautiful book that you wrote.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and we will talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jamie. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.